Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Father Tom Berg, pastor of St. James Catholic Parish in Swickley, Pennsylvania. Welcome to Catholic Education Plus on KDKA Radio. This show spotlights the important work of Catholic education in our Catholic schools and the parish faith formation programs. Catholic Education Plus is brought to you by the generous supporters of Catholic education, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh in southwestern Pennsylvania. Today we are discussing the regionalization of Catholic grade schools in the Diocese of Pittsburgh, which helps schools to be supported by multiple parishes. Regionalization is intended to reinforce Catholic schools' identity and mission and to enhance academic excellence and to stabilize enrollment and enable greater collaboration between schools. The change began in the North Hills and is getting underway in the Pittsburgh East Region, and the next East Region will come to the southern and northwestern regions of the diocese later on. And last summer, 7 Catholic grade schools in the Pittsburgh North Hills became an education ministry of all 32 parishes in the region. And one of those new schools is Holy Cross Academy, which was formed through the merger of St. Sebastian School in Ross and St. Teresa of Avila School in Perrysville. The K through 8th program is located in the former St. Sebastian School right off of McKnight Road. Later in the show, we will be speaking with Mrs. Jackie Mahler, who teaches social studies and religion at Holy Cross Academy. But first up this morning is Bridget Lucas, who has just graduated as an 8th grader at Holy Cross Academy. So Jackie and Bridget, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
And Bridget, congratulations on your graduation. And you officially are the first graduating class of Holy Cross Academy.
Thank you, Mr. Father Tom.
Okay, and you attended St. Teresa of Avila School through the 7th grade, and you were the very first class for this past year, and you're the first graduating class at Holy Cross, so congratulations.
Thank you.
So with the new school, you came with your classmates, and I want to focus this morning, what was the school year like, getting used to a new building with new teachers and new students, because you were in 8th grade? How did that transition go for you this year?
It was overall a great year. There were definitely some challenges, but like I said, it was a great year. It was hard transferring to a new campus, a new building. Mm-hmm. Five of our teachers came over from St. Teresa, so most of my teachers were new, so they didn't know me and I didn't know them, and that brought some new challenges. But overall, a great year.
Good for you. So normally, like 8th grader, you're like the big person on campus, but everything was new for you. Mm-hmm. You know, you had your former St. Teresa students, and you had 5 of your teachers, but most of it was all new classrooms, hallways. Mm-hmm. So you kind of had to get acclimated through a whole new surrounding, but it was your final year there.
Yes.
Was that kind of a neat thing for you, coming in to a new setting, knowing that this you'd be like the first graduating class at Holy Cross Academy?
Yes, I thought it was amazing, and like you said, the new acclimating with the new students, mm-hmm. it was really nice meetings. We met a ton of new friends, and I just had to really put myself out there more than I would have to really meet some new friends and make sure I knew the classroom so I could get to my classes. And it was a great...
It was a good year for you?
It was a great year. It
went quick for you, huh?
Yeah, very too quick.
Now, a year ago, you were interviewed in the Pittsburgh Catholic newspaper after the closing ceremony at St. Teresa's, and you said something very memorable when asked about changes. And in fact, I quoted you in the St. James Swickley Bulletin a few weeks ago because that quote was really profound. And you quote, "I like change, and change helps make room for growth." You want to elaborate that to our listeners this morning, what you mean by that, because that's a profound statement.
Thank you very much. As Catholics, we come with lots of change because our religion is always changing, mm-hmm. people coming into it, people leaving. But as I'm growing, you know, getting older, I think it's really important that our faith grows. We strengthen our faith as much as we're growing. And we talked about change a lot in my house. When I first found out about this merge, I was really sad about it. And I came home and I talked to my mom, and she told me that change is a great thing and I should be happy and excited for it. So when you have positive influences at home, it really helps you be positive at school and in front of people.
And especially with the On Mission for the Church Alive,
yes.
A lot of the parishes will be grouping this coming October. And I'm going through a change because today's my last day at St. James and Swickley, and I'll become the new administrator at St. Bede and Point Breeze. So even the priests mm-hmm. are changing assignments and new rectory, new school building. So, but change can be good for people,
yes.
and you grow. You don't stay stagnant. Would you mm-hmm. agree, Bridget?
I definitely agree with that. I was altar serving when the first letter that our priest read out telling the audience and everyone in the congregation about the changes, and it was really heartbreaking because two of our priests are leaving,
mm-hmm.
and they were almost in tears reading it, and it was really sad because you could see the congregation, some people were crying too.
Father Bob Villar and
yeah.
Chris Mandarino,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
It was really sad.
And Father Bob's been there a long time. He's my classmate, and he was parochial vicar there, and then he came back as the pastor, and mm-hmm. I know he'll be sad to leave yeah. St. Teresa's.
We're going to miss him a lot.
New surroundings up in Hampton Township in Richland. Now, Mr. John Benzing is the principal at Holy Cross, and he has been working really hard to bring together the traditions of St. Sebastian's and St. Teresa's, which were rivals in sports. And there's a display case in the cafeteria with trophies and memorabilia from both schools. Was that helpful for you coming on to a new campus, the St. Sebastian campus, to come in and seeing the trophies and things from St. Teresa's now in the new building at Holy Cross Academy?
Of course it's hard because we're in the St. Sebastian campus and we go to the St. Sebastian church, and there's most of St. Sebastian teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go into some of the classrooms, you see old St. Sebastian things. Of course it's hard. It brings its own challenges. But I definitely feel that Mr. Benzing's a great principal, and he does the best of his ability to really bring both of the cultures of our school together.
So seeing the sports memorabilia, and especially with the teachers too, five teachers mm-hmm. coming on, and we'll be talking to Mrs. Muller in the second segment, just to have some familiar people there. It wasn't like a totally new experience for you. Plus the other classmates coming from St. Teresa's.
It's definitely hard, though, because I only have Mrs. Muller and then our other St. Teresa teacher, Mr. Levigi, for music. And those mm-hmm. are the only teachers that I have my entire year, which is definitely hard, but
sure.
made for a great year. So.
But you adjusted there, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, I know that you love science and math, and those are two really good, important subjects. And I'll be honest with you, I struggled with science and math when I was a youngster, especially being a communication and broadcaster. What is it about those subjects that makes you really interested in science and math? Because that's important. We need people that like that.
I believe that science and math are the core to understanding all the subjects. I mean, everything you look at in the world has something to do with with math or science.
Mm-hmm.
At my house, my family really encourages science and math. And I've been doing science fair since I was in sixth grade.
Oh.
It's really important to me to understand that the world we live in and everything around us happening. So.
Do you look at you pursuing something in the future, career
Definitely.
In science or math?
Definitely.
Anything that strikes your imagination or what you like?
I think being a nuclear engineer would be amazing.
Nice.
And I maybe want to pursue that with a law degree because I like to talk. And I know that's...
That's good. Well, you need to talk, especially being a lawyer, right?
Yes.
Law degree. Now, you'll be attending North Hills High School coming up
yes.
in the fall. What will you be taking from what you learned at the former St. Teresa School and Holy Cross Academy now to North Hills High School as you start this coming fall?
I learned a lot, and I mean a ton, of great study tips at St. Teresa.
Mm.
The curriculum was definitely different at St. Teresa, so I learned a little bit more from my years from preschool to seventh there,
mm-hmm.
from study tip-wise to how you talk, how you treat people-wise. St. Sebastian's, the curriculum has been a little bit different this year because it was a merge year, so they were focusing on whether to teach off from this, whether the St. Teresa kids already taught it or not, already learned it or not.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited with the classes I'm taking at North Hills, and I'm really excited to go to a non-Catholic school
mm-hmm.
so I can really spread my faith and show people Jesus.
And you have the foundation from
yes.
the elementary school years. Now you're going to a public school. I did that too. I went to a Catholic elementary school mm-hmm. and then went on to a city public high school. But I learned a lot in my former years, that basic faith foundation, and that helped me, especially being around non-Catholic students
mm-hmm.
in a public school. So it'll be a lot
yeah.
bigger. But you can't get rid of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have that with you.
You have to be I hear a lot that talking about Jesus means you're the beacon of light, and you can't shine your light when you're around everyone else mm-hmm. who knows it. Like, there's no light within you're in a room with light. So going around a little bit of darkness, I can shed my light and tell people about Jesus, not just through my words, but mostly through my actions.
Actions speak louder than words, as
yes.
they say, right? And St. Teresa has a beautiful quote, Mother Teresa of Calcutta, "Preach the gospel at all times, but if necessary, use words."
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's so appropriate. Now, very quickly, before we go for a break, as a youngster, and I know a lot of people your age don't like to go to church, but you love mm-hmm. to go to church.
I do.
How do you show that to your friends that might not be churchgoers, or maybe they don't have the support as your family has for you? How do you show that and live out your faith?
Not just by talking directly about Jesus, but if I see I always stand up for what I believe in.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone's saying something that's not true, I always stand up for it. And when I see anything like bullying or anything happen, I stand up for people because I showing me being kind shows the example that God taught me, because I've gone to a Catholic school, and pretty much a lot of people know that.
Mm-hmm.
And I show by example. You show by example.
Live by example.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe your friends or even your new classmates coming in this coming fall at North Hills might not be regular churchgoers, but they say, "Hey, Bridget likes life. She is very upbeat, positive.
Yes.
She treats people with love and respect. Maybe I could probably share that too." So
mm-hmm.
you lead by example, right?
Yes, definitely.
Bridget Lucas from Holy Cross Academy, thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
And back with more Catholic Education Plus in a moment on KDKA Radio. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke. This morning we are discussing the regionalization of Catholic grade schools in the Diocese of Pittsburgh, in which schools are supported by multiple parishes. A year ago, regionalization began in the North Hills, where Catholic grade schools became an education ministry of all 32 parishes in the region. We've been speaking with Holy Cross Academy 8th grader Bridget Lucas, and now we'd like to turn to welcome Mrs. Jackie Muller, who teaches 7th and 8th grade social studies and 7th grade religion at Holy Cross Academy in the North Hills. Jackie, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you, Father. It's nice to be here.
And like Bridget, you came to Holy Cross Academy from the former St. Teresa of Avila School, where you taught for many years. And I would imagine it took you and the other teachers some time to adjust to a new school building, new principal, co-workers, students, and new routines. Do you want to elaborate that on this morning?
Well, Father, my first year teaching was a long time ago, about 9 months ago, because when I walked into Holy Cross Academy and started to get myself organized and find out what's going on, about the third week of school, I thought, why do I feel like this? And then it dawned on me, it was my first year teaching.
You felt like you're starting
Absolutely.
All over.
Absolutely.
This is a brand new ball game.
Huh? Yes. Yeah. Brand new book. Although it was the same publisher, mm-hmm. new book, online, new things to do, not the same things that I had. So not only was I in a new environment, I had a new book, new colleagues, new ways of doing things. And so it was a challenge. It was quite a challenge to be there. Quite a challenge like a first-year teacher, learning the ropes. What's the discipline like? How are we going to handle this? And coming from St. Teresa's, I thought I knew what I wanted to do. And sometimes what I wanted to do clashed with what they wanted to do. Mm-hmm. So we had some, you know, some rough goes. We had some, not difficult times, but trying times. I think the parents felt the same way, especially parents who were offering their volunteer time to sit on a board or be in the athletic association. Parents who expected things to be a certain way, and it wasn't that way. So there was a lot of give and take.
Sure.
And some people got frustrated, much like I think everybody would expect frustration at, well, did you hear what I said? And, well, this is what we did. So I think it was difficult at first. And I think I would be lying if I said it wasn't difficult mm-hmm. at first.
Well, anything new, mm-hmm. I mean, like, today is my last day at St. James in Swickley, and I'll be heading to St. Bede and Point Breeze tomorrow morning. So even as a pastor, being at the same parish for 6 years, and then now tomorrow's a new journey, change is difficult, but change can be good. It keeps us grounded and makes us stronger, and then there's one door closes and new opportunities open. And yes, like Bridget said in the first segment, how as a seventh grader coming into a new building as an eighth grader now, and then just graduating, how even from a student's perspective, everything was new. And then for you as a teacher coming from St. Teresa's to come to Holy Cross, it was all new for you too. So everyone, the students, the parents, and even the teachers, everything was all new for yes. 1 year.
And when parents asked me questions, St. Teresa parents would ask me questions, it was a little bit difficult to give them a right answer because, quite honestly, I didn't know at that point.
You're like a trailblazer.
And they would look at me and say, well, don't you know that? And it was embarrassing to say, well, no, but I'll check. And there were wonderful people who guided me through. Mm-hmm. I was a forensics moderator at St. Teresa's, so I knew the forensics moderator at St. Sebastian's. So when I needed a question answered, I would go to her. So I felt comfortable doing that. So I met a lot of wonderful people who kind of guided me through. They're the same people who didn't always agree with me as mm-hmm. well, mm-hmm. because that's the way we do it. But this is the way we do it as well. And I think that's where we have to come on common ground, that let's see what Holy Cross can do now.
A new beginning.
A new
you.
Beginning.
Sure.
This isn't St. Sebastian's and it isn't St. Teresa's. This is Holy Cross. I think that's where we need to be.
When did you feel a sense of, I got this now? After what time frame during the school year did you feel comfortable that it wasn't your first year teaching again?
I would think about Christmas time.
Christmas time?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little bit before, but I think Christmas time would have been the definitive time. That's when Christmas parties, I got to meet people, got to meet parents, I got feedback from parents
good.
That, yes, I like what you're doing, or my child feels comfortable in your room. Then with that feedback, that helped. That helped make me feel like, okay, I can start taking off my shoes and my toes can kind of relax, and I can put my slippers on because I'm sort of home.
You're comfortable.
Comfortable. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not all the time, but I think Christmas would be the time I'd say that started to feel better.
Now that the first year has ended, mm-hmm. and then I'm sure next fall you'll be coming back to Holy Cross. So
I'll be there.
It will be a little. You'll have a 1 year under your belt. What are you looking forward to for next fall?
Well, I'm looking forward to a lot more input. Mm. Let's see what we can do. Now we can't say, last year at St. Sebastian's I did this. Last year at St. Teresa's I did this. We have, well, last year at Holy Cross, this is what we did. And I think that's where we have to move on. We have to get over the St. Sebastian. We have to get over mm-hmm. the St. Teresa. We're all now invested in Holy Cross. We need to make Holy Cross academically excellent and, most importantly, Christ-centered, because that's what we're there for. And those, I think, are our priorities. Christ-centered, academically excellent, let's move on. Let's start new traditions.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I think when we get our heads together, the women I've met, the men I've met, we can do that and move on and not be at odds.
So the North Hills Regional School System was the very first one, and I was part of that, part of becoming at St. James. Even though we didn't merge with the school, we were still part of the system. Now they're looking forward to the Eastern region and then the South Hills and then the Western. In your view, can school regionalization work across the Diocese of Pittsburgh?
I think it can. I think it has to, mm-hmm. with the new models and so forth. Most importantly, I think we need communication. And I think that communication starts in the summer before anything happens, maybe even a year before, but we're on such a schedule now. Communication, teachers getting together, teachers sitting with principals saying, what are your views? What do you hope to expect from this school?
Mm-hmm.
Long range, where do we want to be? What do we want people to say about us? And then I think when we all get together, that'll help.
And I want to bring Bridget in on the final couple minutes here, too, for both of you. Since you just completed the first year together, what can you say as this year has ended and, Bridget, you're moving on to North Hills High School and Mrs. Muller will be coming back to Holy Cross. How was the year for you, Bridget?
I thought it was overall a great year, and I'm excited to see what Holy Cross new traditions are next year, and I'm excited to see how you guys do next year.
Mm-hmm. And Jackie?
I'm looking forward to implementing things that we talked about as a faculty.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to being comfortable and walking in and seeing the sixth graders go, ugh, it's Mrs. Muller.
They know you
yes,
now.
Yes, they
right?
know me now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to collaborating more with the staff to make it a better school, to make it Holy Cross Academy, and to put aside all the differences or all the preconceived ideas that we may have had about each other and work for the school.
And I liked what you said earlier, that it's no longer St. Teresa's or St. Sebastian's. We're Holy Cross now.
Right.
And
we are.
After that 1 year under your belt, you went through the cycles. You had all the holiday traditions, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter. Graduation was just a few weeks ago. And now you have the summer, and now there'll be new families joining Holy Cross Academy
right.
and new traditions. And the first eighth grade class just graduated. So
new traditions, yeah. Holy Cross, this is what we expect from Holy Cross, not St. Sebastian's, not St. Teresa's. But excellence, Christ-centered and academically excellent, though, in the tradition of St. Sebastian and St. Teresa's.
Can't Jackie Muller and Bridget Lucas from Holy Cross Academy, thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Father.
This week in our Plus segment, we're featuring Qua Vadis Days. And if you are a high school man going into high school, so 9th grade through 12th grade, listen up on July 15th through the 16th at Cardinal Royal North Catholic High School up in Cranberry Township. They're going to have the Qua Vadis Days, and this will be brotherhood, there'll be mass, sports, Eucharistic adoration, and dynamic talks. So if you're really thinking about maybe a church vocation as a priest, brother, or looking to work into the church, Qua Vadis Days is great. Again, that's on July 15th and 16th, Cardinal Royal North Catholic High School. And if you want to register by July 3rd, it only costs $40. And you can visit pgpriest.com, pittsburghpriest.com, by July 3rd to register. Qua Vadis Days. They play sports. It's like a great fraternity. And there's some nice talks. You have mass. Talk about maybe being a priest or a religious brother or using your vocation. So Quo Vadis Days coming up July 15th and 16th, Cardinal Warren North Catholic High School in Cranberry Township. Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus, and thanks again to our supporters, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. I'm Father Tom Burke. Join us again in 2 weeks at 6:30 right here on KDK Radio.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.